for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, November the 27th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on sexual sins.
How many people have been blessed so far? How many people have been introduced to deliverance?
Well, guess what? The rest of you are going to be introduced to deliverance. Because I have a feeling God loves you and knows your need. Did you hear me? He knows your need when you don't know your need. And God desires to set you free in a lot of areas. And I'm telling you what, we serve a good God. When He's a God in belief, He's a God in Lake Hamilton, He's God on the West Coast, East Coast, North Coast, whatever coast you're on, He's there. Because He's omnipotent. And the strange thing, He's got a sense of humor. He's got a sense of humor. He created me. He created Brother Golden. So He's got a sense of humor. And He knows what He's doing. Because God wants us to be conformed to His image. We had a good meeting upstairs in the men's meeting, and when I came through the door down here, I believe the ladies had an excellent meeting down here. So God's moving in spite of who we are. And in spite of all the fear that we might have, we may be standing behind this pulpit shaking like a leaf, but I want to tell you something. God loves us in spite of that. And God wants to do some things. How many here know that God is God? How many know that He's King of Kings? How many know He's the Lord of Lords? How many know that His laws are established perfectly and in order? How many knows that His God's laws are still in existence today? Hallelujah. I want to go before you right quick. I want to just turn over to 16 of Matthew. I know chapter 6. I want to start there, and I'll go someplace else after that. But we want to start there. And Matthew 6. The men heard this a little bit earlier, but I feel it's so good that the women need to hear it. But right now, Father, as we come before You, God, we come before You into Your throne of grace, Lord God. Lord, let us enter in there right now. We thank You, and we praise You, and we glorify You in the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Amen. You know, there's a lot of doctrines out there that says God's laws was done away with. And I'm going to tell you something. No, they're not. No, they're not. And here's one right here. And I read this in the men's meeting, and it says, start at verse 9, chapter 6, verse 9, and pray after this manner, therefore, And our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. A lot of your Bibles is done away with in earth. In earth, what are you created out of? Earth. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust, you shall return. You are created out of the dirt, the earth. So guess what? He's doing this in earth. He wants to do it in you. In you. And giving us this day our daily bread. And forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's a key verse right here. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom of and Thy power and Thy glory forever. Amen. Now, the spiritual laws. If ye forgive not or forgive your men's trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But the next law right here, it says, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will I forgive you before my Heavenly Father. Is the law of God still in effect today?
Yes.
If you throw something up in the air, does it come down?
Yes.
Is it Murphy's law or is it God's law? I believe it's God's law. And we need to understand some things, you know. And we need to go back into the Pentateuch and we start learning who God is and realizing that His power and His authority. And as, let's just go to the book of Leviticus right quick. Leviticus. And I'm gonna hang up at 18, but you need to start looking at about every verse in every chapter in here. Just turn to any one of them, really. Just hang with 15. And the Lord spake to Moses. Chapter 16. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Chapter 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Chapter 18. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Chapter 19. And the Lord spake unto Moses. 20. And the Lord spake unto Moses. 21. And the Lord spake unto Moses. 22. And the Lord spake unto Moses. 23. And the Lord spoke unto Moses. Whose law is it? Is it Moses' law or is it God's law? But see, God wants to come down and talk to us in the cool of the day. So if He says something to you, it is like a check that you can take and go to the bank on and cash it, and it will perform it. It will give you your currency to carry out the things in your life. It's God's law. In Leviticus it says, and finances or money makes the world go around, does it not? But also He says, the love of money thereof is the root of all evil. So there is a good thing for finances and there's a bad thing for finances. If we think we got all the money and I'm better than you, it's a bad thing. But if we sit there and we covet the other man's money, it's a bad thing. It's a good thing for him, but it's a bad thing for you. So, you know, there's a line between this. And so God's laws are there, whether we want to admit it or not. And over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, I think it is, or somewhere like that, it says, know you not you're the temple of the Holy Spirit? And he says, but He created you for a dwelling place. He created you for a dwelling place and a place to abide and to abode and for you to commune with Him. But also the next verse, He says, if you defile that temple, I, God, will send a destroying spirit to destroy that body. So which temple are ye? The Word says. Not me, but the Word says. So we need to consider who we are and where we're standing in God's court. You understand what I'm saying? But yet He loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to save you and to set you free. Salvation means safe. He means to put you in an area to be safe in your life. When troubles come, death comes, abandonment comes, through heat of arguments, He wants to make you safe that these things does not attach themselves to you. He wants to put a hedge of protection around you that no curse can come nigh thy dwelling. And it says a curse causeless cannot light. So we need to understand if it lights, we've got a situation. Something that we have not dealt with in our life. Something we haven't dealt with in our life. But the thing about it is that there's a lot of times that in our traditional churches, the chapter 18 of Leviticus is not taught. But that's where the Lord's having me go right now, because I think there's a situation that a lot of us are caught in. There's not a person in this room that there's not incest in their families. There's not a person in this room that there's not incest in your families. And it has a pull or a sway or a captivity or has a door closed in our lives. And a lot of us are caught in that situation. Matter of fact, it was the curse that was in the Bible in Genesis. In Genesis chapter with Noah and his sons. That, it wasn't the color, it was the incest curse that happened. And I'm not going to go there right now, but I'd be willing to show you that how it came about. But I'm telling you what, God wants to set us free in many areas of our lives. And I'm going to start out in verse 1 of chapter 18, And the Lord spake unto Moses, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. And after doing of the land of Egypt, guess what? We're in the land of Egypt when we're flowing in this area, if we've been caught in this area. And God wants to pull you out of Egypt today, and wherein ye dwelt, and shall not do. And after these doings of these land of Canaan, whether you bring you, ye shall not do. Neither shall we walk therein. And guess what? God has sent us unto the land of Canaan, and the land of the Canaan is the curse of incest. He's wanting us to go back in and take our lands back. He's wanting to take our grounds back. He's wanting to go to Satan's camp and take back what he stole from you. Because there's not a person in here that has not had some of your family members just be in confusion. How many? I see your minds working right now. Is there not a spirit of confusion in somebody's life in your family? See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? And I'll get to that here in a minute. And ye shall do my judgment and keep my ordinance and walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Alright, his judgments is passed upon Canaan. Now his ordinances is this is what right here. This whole chapter of Leviticus chapter 18 is his ordinance. And we need to walk therein. And ye shall keep my statutes and my judgments, and which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. In other words, if you walk in them, you're safe in his commandments. But if you walk outside of his judgments, you are walking in the other. You hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? But God says, I want to set you free. And when you're free indeed. Amen. All right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And none of you shall approach any of your nearest kinmen to uncover. The word uncover means to have sex. Point blank. Point blank. Did everybody, I want you to put up your hand if you heard that word, because we're going to go back to what the word in the Bible says, uncover. Do you understand what the word sex means? Okay. All right. Because we don't need to approach our nearest kinmen to uncover them. Alright. Verse 7. And the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. At verse 8. This is where the curse entered in. And the nakedness of thy father wife shalt thou not uncover. It is the nakedness of the father. So in Genesis chapter 38, when they saw the nakedness of the father, it was really the nakedness of the mother that the situation happened. And chapter 9, go to chapter 9, you start reading that right there, where they went in, and to clarify it just a little bit closer. All right, verse 9, and the nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or the daughter of thy mother, with wherewith she was born at home or abroad. God's talking about every way that you could put a family together, whether it be father, stepmother, stepfather, stepbrother, stepsister. It's talking about every way. Half brother, half sister. It's talking about every way. Okay? And then verse 10, and the nakedness of the son's daughters, and or the daughter's daughters, even the nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. That means you cannot, don't go into your nephews, your nieces, your cousins, whatever. And so God wants us to be a clean, clear, a holy nation. He wants us to come back to the royal priesthood. He wants us to have a sound mind, a sound will, and a sound everything that he wants. He wants you to have the benefits. He wants you to have the benefits and not the cursings. What it talks about in Deuteronomy chapter 28. The first 15 verses of Deuteronomy chapter 28 is the blessings. You shall not run quick enough to run away from these blessings. But now if something's happening, you're falling somewhere between 16 and 68. You understand what I'm saying? And God says, once you confess it, It's placed under the blood. It's placed under the blood of Jesus Christ. And just like this, He says, I come to wash you clean, white as snow. See? White as snow right here. This napkin is white, but that's not as white as God. But see, if this is sin, He covers it right there, right? So if that sin is confessed, it's no longer, this sin, this hand, has defiled me. It's punched people in the mouth. Okay? It's been defiled. I confessed it to you right there. I punched people in the mouth. I confessed this sin. It is covered with the blood of Jesus. And Christ sees it no more. See what I'm saying? And I believe every sin that you ever committed needs to be done that way. If we confess, and we need to confess it as sin, we need to have that intimate relationship. But when you're intimate means when you're into Christ, then you can see. The scales are taken off your eyes. And you can start seeing in the spirit realm. And so God wants to do some healing. God wants to do some delivering this weekend. Yes. And I see some faces already that's been set free in many areas. But the freer we get, the freer we are indeed. Because He sent His only begotten Son. And He never left us without a protection or a intercessor. Jesus is our intercessor. He is our defender. He's our lawyer. You can't go to the judge and argue your case. Can you? In the court of law today, you have to have a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? You could go up there, but they'll look at you, and if the other person's got a lawyer, they're going to tear you apart because they'll turn your words around. They'll turn and twist and turn until you're the idiot, you're the guilty person, and I cancel that curse over you right now as spoke. Forgive me, Lord. But I'm talking about we need a lawyer that knows the law. He came to fulfill the law, not change it one nor jet, jot nor tittle. Matter of fact, He was there rubbing shoulders with God when it was written down. He was the Word before He became manifest, and He became Jesus Christ. So we need to understand. And when we're reading all the Word, and don't just pick and choose. And a lot of churches will not touch this chapter right here because it's it goes against the grain of the money. It goes against the grain of the finances, the worship of money. I won't listen to this. And I've had people get up and walk out before when I'm preaching this. But I'm telling you what, we need freedom. We need freedom by all means. Okay? Verse 10, in the neck of thy sons and daughters and the daughters of thy daughters, even unto the kinsmen that thou shalt not encumber, there is thy own kinsmen. 11, the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's nearest kinsman. So guess what? If we've got situations like that in our families, hey, and today we've got a closet sin that's coming out. You see all the big name stars all over the place right now. My father raped me. My father done this. My stepdad done this. Blah, 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 this and that. And all the nastiness. And they're saying, and now, you know, they're saying it's becoming okay. I talked to a man in my own county and he said, you know, that this not need to be. And he said, oh, it's okay. Everybody does it. But today, right now, he's got arthritis and his muscles are breaking. I mean, tearing in two. I mean, his groin muscles, his biceps and muscles all over his body because of sin. And yet, he thinks and believes in Jesus Christ, but he won't listen to His law and to get set free of these things. But now, I'm telling you what, God wants to meet our needs where we at. And we might be in these situations and God says, I want to save you. I want to deliver you. I want to restore your families. I want to restore your families. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 15, and thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughters-in-law. She is the son's wife. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness. You know, and we got situations all the time. I've seen situations that the stepfather divorces the mother and goes in and marries the daughter, and the children that are born out of these situations is terrible. You know, I'm not talking about they're terrible. I'm talking it's a terrible thing that's done to their children. And that's what I'm talking about. And God says, I love them too. God says, I love you too, in any area that you're in. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. That's what I'm talking about. You know, and neither shalt thou take her son's daughter, or her daughter's daughter, unto uncover her nakedness, for they are her nearest kin or kinswoman. It is wickedness. What did God call it? Wickedness. Now, when we willfully do this, which side of the battle are we on? Are we fighting with God or against God? We're not fighting with God. We stepped over His boundaries. But thank God for Jesus Christ. He forgives. He forgives both the one, the victim, and the perpetrator. And a lot of times the victim has a harder time forgiving than the perpetrator. And we said, well, you know, that's just hard to do. But God says, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And it is a law over there. I showed it to you in Matthew chapter 6, that we need to forgive. And He says, I give you powers to become sons of God. And you know what that really means? He gives, and He wants to share His power and His authority with you. And the sins that you remit, you can remit. And the sins you retain, they're retained. And God uses the accuser of the brethren to convict us. But yet that's where we get caught up. That's where we get hung up. And all we have to do is say, yes, I've done it. And God, forgive me. It makes no difference what you've done. How many in here has problems sleeping at nighttime? That's one of the effects. We need to clean slates. We need to forgive. We need to forgive. A lot of the things has been done to us that causes peace to flee from us. But He says, this peace I give you. The world didn't give it to you. And the world can't take it away. But we allow it to be taken away if we retain our sins. In other words, we choose not to forgive. If we choose not to say, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And God wants to have you sleep peaceful all night long like a baby. You know, and some of us, I know a lot of people today has got sleep apnea where they have to wear a machine and they feel like they can't breathe properly, suffocating in fear and frustration. But God wants us to come back to a peaceful situation. God wants us to come out of these terrible things. And we don't know. And some of these things that I'm talking about may have never happened to you, but they could have happened in your generation, your mother or your father. They could have been abused in these situations. See? And through their abuse, they not knowing how to help you, they not ever forgiving. You understand what I'm saying? They've not ever came to the ability to remit other people's sins, and then they don't know how to treat you properly. You understand what I'm saying? And when the men and the women don't know how to treat you properly in the proper respect, because myself, I was one of the victims. I was one of the victims. My father, he was an orphan at the age of 4. His father was killed. His mother died with childbirth. That left him without an umbrella. That left him without somebody to fight for him. That left him to the wolves of the world. And then he was very closed. He didn't know how to treat me. And he didn't learn how to love until he was way later in life. I read a diary that my sister left. And man, I thought in my own mind that he loved her more than he did me. Not so. Not so. See, we're caught in situations. We're caught in situations from our generational sins. And if this generation sins in our past, I'm not saying that you've done it, because I choose to forgive you. I choose to remit the sins that are coming down the bloodline on you. Because I want you to go free, that you can become the woman of God, the man of God, the child, the daughter, the sister, the brother. I want you to come into the fullness of what Jesus has for you. And a lot of times fear is just one of them. Because, you know, I wasn't picked up. I wasn't held. I wasn't this. I wasn't that. I know I can remember my dad, instead of loving me, I'd get between him and the TV and he'd reach out and boot me right square in the rear end. Later on in life, I wound up with a pineal cyst. Abuse. Even before that, the Holy Spirit showed me that my father tried killing me in my mother's womb by beating her up severely. And I approached him, and he said, "Who told you?" Admitting it. But I chose to forgive him, see? I chose to forgive him. And we've got the choice today to forgive anybody of anything that happens to us. That's the reason why I'm reading this chapter to you. Yes, this is talking of all about sexual no-nos with God. But I'm saying that God makes a way. He makes a way that you could come free by forgiveness. I read you the law. The debts you forgive, I also forgive your debts. It says, if you do not forgive them, I will not forgive you before my Heavenly Father. These are spiritual laws. I'm trying to open your mind. I'm trying to open your hearts. I'm trying to open your spirit and tell you that God will set you free. And anybody in here know what their great-great-grandfather done when he was 15 years old? Does anybody in here know what your great-great-grandma done at the age of 15? They don't tell you everything. Have you sit down and told your son or daughter every sin that you ever committed? No. But it's our responsibility for the buck to stop here. To stop the generation of curses from coming down the bloodline. This is what this message is all about. To stop the bloodline curses. To stop them. God says they need to be stopped. They need to be stopped. Verse 18, "And neither shall thou take a wife of thy sister to vex her, to uncover her, besides the other her lifetime." In other words, he don't want you to uncover the slave. Don't want you to have sexual sins with any of these. Verse 19, "Also shalt thou not approach unto the woman to uncover her, as long as she set apart for uncleanness." That means the menstrual cycle. And see, a lot of times we don't even realize it. Men and women both has been caught in this area, because the parishioners, the priests, the people behind the pulpit has not preached it to make it simple enough for you to understand. And we have vexed and we have cursed ourselves. We have cursed ourselves and not even realized it. "Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her." Adultery. Adultery. He says, no, no. If you want to see it again, go over in chapter 5 of Galatians. It says, "An adulterer shall have no part of the kingdom of God." No part. And what keeps us from confessing our sins is our pride. They won't like me no more. They hate me. They won't forgive me. But you should have never went there in the first place. But God says if they've got unforgiveness in their heart, they are in the outer court, past the tent. They're outside the tent. They're not even in the, you know, in the place of the blood and all where the animals were sacrificed. So how important is forgiveness? How important? And thou shalt let not any of these seed pass through the fire of Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. That means right here, thou shalt not have an abortion of any kind. For the men, thou shalt not counsel. Thou shalt not suggest. Thou shalt not direct in any way. And that's towards the men. And the women, thou shalt not have an abortion. Here, what was going on, they were coming together and they was having temple orgies. And they were having offspring. And they were beating the drums. And the women would come before. And these children was in the way. They would beat the drums loud enough that they couldn't hear the baby's cry. And they would turn them loose. And they would burn them. Abortions. My father beat my mother up. I was in the womb. It set up a line of events in my lifetime. Insecure spirit. Sticky fingers. Had to have things around me all the time. Trying to fulfill that hole in my heart. As a matter of fact, even I didn't even know it, but I was very good at dodging blows. I was in multitudes of barroom fights. And I never got hit. Never got hit. And I understand why now. Because I was dodging the blows that my father was levying on me, and I did not receive the blows. But yet, it created some insecure spirits. It created some situations. It created a lying tongue in my mouth because it created sticky fingers. I was lustful. I chased the little girls in the neighborhood, this and that and the other. It created a situation. It cursed me from the womb. And in the Word, I want you to read it, go home, study it a little bit, and over there in Luke chapter 2, it talks about the Christmas story. And John the Baptist was already 6 months in their mother's womb. Mary was the spouse of the Holy Spirit, and she went to Elizabeth and told her that the Holy Spirit was conceived and Jesus was in her womb. And John leaped in the womb. Every child you started hearing in the womb at the age of 6 months in the womb. That's how you knew your mother's voice. That's how our language is translated. That's how other languages are translated. That's the reason why a child that's born and adopted into another language, it's harder for that child to learn the language. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sexual sins traps everybody in this room somewhere in their lives. Sexual sins run for 400 years, 10 generations. It sticks in the family, 10 generations. That's 400 years. It's got its legal right to attach to anyone in your family. But thank God that I had the ability, I was told by the Holy Spirit in a church meeting about this attempted abortion on me, and then told me that my father would be sitting on the front porch next door when I drove in the driveway, and guess where my father was at? On the porch next door. I went to him and approached him, and he said, "Who told you?" And I forgave him. I chose to forgive him. You've got to make a legal choice. I forgive. That means I surrender. I surrender. I release my rights to take them to court later on. And God will plead your case. Been there, done that, folks. It works. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want it. But yet it was thrust upon me. And I had situations in my life. And I was raised in the Baptist church. And all of a sudden I went to the Lord. And I felt dirty and unclean because of all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? That was put on me. And we had a preacher come in there and he was preaching hellfire and damnation one night, and it convicted me. And I ran to the altar and I said, "Father, I'm this, I'm that, and this. I confessed my sins. I told him what I was problem. But now God, I said, God, I just don't want part of you. I want all of you. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit by the evidence of speaking in tongues, and the preacher just got through preaching that anybody that spoke in tongues was full of the devil. But I'm telling you what, folks, God is real. And when you mean business with Him, He will answer you. But you better mean business, because it's better that you not hear the truth than mess with it. Because God loves you. He created you. He knows your uprisings. He knows your downsettings. He knows what makes Brother Golden tick. He knows what makes me tick. And we're just two of us. But if He's omnipotent, He was there when everything was said to you and everything you said. He was there, everything you thought and everything you let fly out of the mouth. That's the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the locust that Joel 2:38 says over there in Joel. And God wants to deliver us. He says, anyone that cries upon the Lord shall be delivered. But we need to be mean business with God. And yes, deliverance is, quote, quote, a taboo in most churches. But thank God we've got a refuge place here that people could come, that you can be prayed for, that you can be taught, that you could be showed how God wants to relate to us and enter in and reach our needs. Hallelujah. Thank you. And God is God. And we need to know that. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 21. And thou shalt not... Okay, I done read that one. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as womankind is an abomination. What does that speak of, folks? Homosexuality. Who said it? Who said it?
God.
Who said it?
God.
Is it written in His Word?
Amen.
And guess what? We need to come into compliance. We need to come into compliance. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast and lie down with her. What does it say? It is confusion. It is confusion. And it goes kind of hand in hand. Thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt not eat the blood, because life is in the blood. Hallelujah. Verse 24. Defile not yourselves in any of these things, for all in these nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. In other words, when you comply... How many people want the authority of God? When you comply with this right here, you will be able to cast out those other nations that are between their loins. That means the generational curses. That means the defilements. That means you'll become the sons and daughters of God, that you can walk into the authority. You can know who you are in Jesus Christ. And a lot of us are so afraid because we really don't understand, because we have not let things go. We have not released people. We are stand convicted, and therefore we cannot stand up and operate as a son of the living God or the daughter of the living God. Or if we've got these generational curses coming down the line. How many of you come into an area that you want to go further with God and it seems like you just cannot? Just that you cannot. Because, you know, even though we prophesy, there's more to God than that.
Yes.
Even though we speak in tongues, there's more than that.
Amen.
The communication with God that we can say, He say, I want you to go pray for him. And we better not say, no, he tried killing me. I done that already. That ain't fun. It happened in a wreck. Guy hit me straight on. And broke my little truck. I had it completely rebuilt, brand new tires, brand new windshield, and brand new motor. And man, it was 3 foot shorter. I got completely off the road in the ditch, and that guy had the audacity to come across two yellow lines and hit me right square, headlight for headlight. And I argued with God. I got a bloody nose and a headache and a neck ache. And I got the two guys out of the truck where I was at and got them over it and made sure they were sick. And I got around behind the truck and I was trying to hide, it seemed like. And God said, go pray for him. I said, he tried killing me. He said, go pray for him. He got a humor. And I went over there and I laid hands on him. And you know, out of his mouth, he says, I knew I should have preached. 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 It's just like a roll. It rolled out of him. Didn't see the guy for 2.5 years. He finally come back to the little church asking forgiveness and find out he had surrendered to preach. He got hooked up with some people, went to Israel, and was preaching in Jesus' name, which is against the law, in Jerusalem, and won over 500 people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the simple word, go pray for him, if I was in rebellion, I would have blasphemed the Holy Spirit when he told me to go pray for that person. How important it is to listen to the Lord. What really, really got to me, I used to have anger like no, I mean, you could put a match against me. And I was this color. I was a flaming fire. You know, I was being baptized in fire. I didn't even know it. And Diane, she had a dream about me having this wreck. And she said, and the Lord told me to tell no person. And what was the length of time between the wreck? About 6 months. And I told her, I said, if you ever have a dream like that again, you better tell me. Because it hurt. It hurt. And you know something? It taught me some situations out of that. I didn't get my healing over my whiplash until I forgive the EMT. I had to forgive the man that hit me. I had to forgive the cop because he didn't write the guy a ticket. I had to forgive the hospital because on the way to the hospital, the EMT was trying to minister to my nose. And the road was making my whole body going up and down like this. And his hand came down and my head came up and he punched me in the nose. And I said, you do that one more time, I'm going to punch you in the nose. So they wrote hostile patient on the little ticket that went into the EMT room. And guess what? I was sitting there with a bloody nose and blood all over my shirt. The nurse came by the door with a wet wash rag and throwed it at me and said, clean up. I had to forgive her. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What is he telling you? Forgive. All right, so I got down to the EMT. I got down to the nurse. How many have ever dealt with the insurance company? I had to forgive that insurance company. Has anybody in here hasn't forgiven the insurance company? Forgive them. Next situation, then my healing come. I had to forgive the lawyer that I hired that got one-third my money, that never did anything, sat in his air-conditioned room, wrote 3 letters, and got a third of the money. As everybody forgave their lawyer.
Now, we didn't get rich off
this. No, it didn't.
The money we got,
paid the bills. So I didn't get rich over this. I mean, it was just... But it was the principles. It was the teaching that came out of it. Because I needed to be taught some things. How many in here needs to be taught some things? And these are God's laws. How big is God?
Big.
How big is your problem?
Big.
It's getting smaller. See, if you focus in on your problem, it gets bigger. But if you focus in on God, it's going to get smaller. What do they call that? A reverse osmosis or whatever? No, that's just the truth. God's going to get bigger if we forgive. You want to see the miracles? How many wants to see signs and wonders in their lives?
Yes, yes.
Start forgiving. Start forgiving. Start confessing. Start reading the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. Find out who God is. And then walk into Acts. Then walk into John. Because there's where I like to hang, is at John, my favorite place. Because everything that Jesus done, He says, these things I do, ye shall do, and greater. How many wants the great? You understand what I'm saying? Yes, this is a law that needs to be read to every church, every little person, every big person, that they teach their children to abstain from these things, that we might walk in freedom that we never had before. And we can break those generational curses that's coming down the bloodline. Those 400-year curses. I'm tired of them. I'm sick of them. I was caught in that situation. I choose not to be there no more. And I've seen person after person after person come into this room that's caught there and always blaming them or those, that, this, that, those. If this was, if they would do that, if they would do that, if they would do this. No. Forgive. Forgive without any accusations, without any holdback. That means without any reservation of taking them to a court of law later on. That's what means forgive. Verse 25. And the land is defiled, therefore. And I do visit the iniquities there upon it. And the land itself shall vomit out her inhabitations. How many likes to smell of vomit? I don't either. But I want to tell you something right now. When I see it coming out of people, oh yeah, it's a little stink, but I love to see the transformation that Jesus Christ is doing. I love to see, not because it is a sign and wonder, and I don't desire to see signs and wonders, but I like to see the person being come from darkness to the marvelous light. From heaviness to lightness. To bondage. From prison into freedom. And then release them to let them go back into their homes. Because we don't need to gather up in all one place, because the enemy would be, it'd be too easy for the enemy to take us all out. All he had to do was set one bomb off in here and kill us all at one time. But if we are set free with the power and authority of Jesus Christ, we can go into all nations, all the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 26, and ye shall keep my statutes and my judgments, and ye shall not commit any of these abominations, neither are the your own nations, neither shall the strangers that sojourn among you. What has happened to the United States today? The sojourners. Not all of us was born here. Our grandfathers, and matter of fact, the only people that were here were the Native Indians. We came and we've taken this land. But then we said, send us your lame and your poor and your sick. And we become a temple of Solomon. We've allowed people to come in and worship all the other gods alongside of us, and has defiled us. Because this nation was born under the intentions to worship God and Him only. And we have allowed every other thing in here. You just think about it. And just like that flag right there was created for God. The red is significant of His blood. The white is His purity. The blue is for His heavens. Think about how many stripes there. Israel. The 13 tribes came here. I will move you one more time. In 1942, or 1840, 1742, when the ship sailed the blue, He moved us one more time. And we have the right to come right into His Holy of Holies by forgiveness, by saying, I'm hurt. I've been abused. But God, I choose to forgive. God, He tried killing me. But I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 28. And the land spew you out also, and with you're defiled it. And it is to spew you out of the nations were before you. In other words, God will spew you out of your place. You feel like you've been just upchucked, thrown out in some places. You feel like you've been cut off in certain areas. Hallelujah. Or whatever you should commit, any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. How many in here want your name to be cut off? That's what it means. Your surname will be cut off. Your children will be cut off. See, guys, folks, girls, ladies, it's important that we forgive. It's important that we find out who God is. It's important that we find out what His Word says. We need to find out where we're at, where we can start at ground zero and come up and come out. To come up and come out. And guess what? We need to come up and come out because there's some things that's going to come upon this nation, and we will be destroyed if we don't get close to Him. If we don't find and entwine ourselves with Him. That we need to come in agreements with Him. Understand what I'm saying? In agreements. That He starts a sentence and we're able to finish it. Or we start a sentence and He will finish it. And therefore shall keep mine ordinance, and they that commit not any of these abominations or customs which was committed before you, and ye shall defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up for a moment. It looks like you're about to go to sleep. There's a transfer of spirits that's coming in here. The nod-ons is coming on. I bind up the nod-ons and come off them right now in Jesus' name. And when you get through wiggling, just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess you as Lord. I believe that you came and was manifested in the flesh. And you was crucified and laid in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights and arose. And now, sitting on the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for me. Amen. You guys can sit down now. Now, I'm going to start praying up here. And what I want you to do, everybody in here needs to cough. Everybody in here needs to cough because you don't know what kind of generational sin may be hanging over you. You hear me? And then this way, if everybody coughs, then it don't single you out. You understand what I'm saying? It don't single you out as the only one. Okay? But if it does, that's okay too. Because I choose to forgive you. You hear me? Alright, right now, in Jesus' name, we bring the people into your ecclesiastical courts right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you right now in Jesus' name. We bring them, we bind them, we bind all unclean spirits right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you right now. All incest, all spirits of incest, to move right now in Jesus' name. I command to loose you right now. Come out of them. Come out of them right now. All incest in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break soul ties. I break evil soul ties with your parents. In Jesus, I break soul ties with your father right now. In Jesus, I pull them out. I command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. I break evil soul ties with your mother right now. In Jesus' name. I break evil soul ties with your aunt.
in Jesus' name. I break evil soul ties with your cousins right now in Jesus' name. Move. Come out of them right now. I break soul ties with your brothers, your sisters in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of confusion, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All beastology, I speak to beastology. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all perverse spirits, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All perverse spirits of homosexuality, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All perverse spirits, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All lesbian spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. All homosexual spirits, come out right now. All gay spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Come up right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord says, I baptize you with fire in Jesus' name. Fire, Father. Fire fall and burn out these things. Burn out the dross right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command loose you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus. All spirits of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of unforgiveness. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of unforgiveness, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. All, I speak to the retainer right now. All retainers, I break it and bind it. Command retainers, all halls of remembrance right now of evil deeds, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to be broken in Jesus' name. I break it right now in Jesus' name. I take the spiritual authority right now. I break this retainers right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus, I break all spirits of pedophile right now that may have perpetrated against you or against your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. I break that spirit of pedophile right now in Jesus' name. All pedophile spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. All violating spirits, I bind and break the power and authority. Command loose you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All the botches and all the plagues of Egypt, I cancel it right now. Command to loose you. Come off the people right now. In Jesus' name. All the sicknesses that came out of Egypt, I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hepatitis, I bind the spirit of hepatitis right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All diseases in the kidneys. I speak to the diseases in kidneys right now. All kidney failure. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Break it and command it loose. All liver failure right now. I bind and break the power and authority of liver failure in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pull that dart out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command it loose right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. Move up. Dislodge. Come loose from the hips. Come out of the groin. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there right now. In Jesus' name. All sexual transmitted diseases. In Jesus' name. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. All sexual transmitted diseases. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All... Thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. The spirit of gonorrhea in the name of Jesus. Come out of the hips right now. It causes hip replacements in Jesus' name. Now break it and bind it. Command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. Loose them and right now in Jesus' name. All arthritis, anger, bitterness, and hatred. I bind and break your powers and command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose the people right now in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All bitterness towards one another, refusing to forgive one another. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I cancel you. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All cirrhosis of the liver. I bind and break the power and authority of cirrhosis of the liver in your generational lines. In Jesus' name. Move. Cirrhosis of the liver. Right now, in Jesus' name. You come out. You come out of them right now, in Jesus' name. And all the sins that goes with it. Come out right now. Come out right now, in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Move up and come out, in Jesus' name. Dislodge yourself. Come loose from the groin, in Jesus' name. Come out of the hearts. Come out of the hearts right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All blood transfusions right now, that you've had, all blood transfusion. I break all blood covenants with that blood transfusion right now. I break all soul ties with that blood transfusion and operations. I break it and bind it, command to loose you. All fears that came through that blood transfusion, I break and bind and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all anger, bitterness, and hatred that came through that blood that you may receive, I break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, all organs that may have been, that you received, I bind and break the power and authority. Command, I break those blood covenants. I break those soul ties with those organs right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose the people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray for their families also, for the ones that they've got to go back to right now. I bind that spirit of Saul in the name of Jesus. I break that spirit of Jezebel in Jesus' name. I speak to you, Jezebel. I break your power. I break your authority and command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. All Saul spirits, go in the name of Jesus. All Jezebels, go in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. You come out of the people. You come out of the people. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for freedom. We thank you for a newness of life. Lord, we just praise and glorify you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory to thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of Moloch right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. All abortion spirits in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of abortions in Jesus' name. I command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. And you guys need to cough too if your father's ever counseled anybody to have an abortion in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, we desire to apply the blood of Jesus because it's been appropriated over 2,000 years ago. We speak it and we apply it right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to every person that received deliverance right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to backs. I speak a healing to lungs. I speak a healing to hearts. I speak a healing to esophagus. I speak a healing to sinuses right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to livers in the name of Jesus. I speak a healing to kidneys in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to bladders in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to heal bladders in Jesus' name. I thank you're going to heal hearts in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you and glorify in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to all aneurysms in Jesus' name, wherever it may be in the body, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak a healing to all funguses and toes in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Heart, be mended right now in Jesus' name. Blood flow, you flow properly in the name of Jesus. I speak to the button, the crossover, the valves right down. What is any nurse here? Know what that crossover, veins that goes down your legs? Right there, in Jesus' name. All blockages, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you. All cholesterol, I speak to levers of cholesterol right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind self-hatred, command to loose the people right now. All self-hatred and guilt in the name of Jesus. Self-denial, self-rejection, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I speak to all diabetes in the name of Jesus. I cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. Command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing. I speak a healing. I speak a healing in the name of Jesus. All deaf ears right now in Jesus' name. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Refusing to hear the word of God. Refusing to hear instructions. I bind that evil spirit in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All vertigo, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Let the people go. All dizziness, in Jesus' name. Let them go right now. All witchcraft, all ringing of the ears, in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now, in Jesus' name. All ringing of the ears, I speak a healing to the ear right now, in Jesus' name. I speak a healing to the gestation tube. Flow in the name of Jesus. Every place, every gestation tube to your mind, where the pressure around your head. I speak to it and command it to be open in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits of weakness, I bind and break the power and authority. In Jesus' name, all faintness, I speak to it right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you and loose them right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose the people right now. I speak health. I speak wholeness to the people right now in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Now, Father, I ask you to fill the people, Lord God. Fill them up with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, and temperance, Father. God, I send the Holy Spirit in to fill the voids in Jesus' name. Lord God, you come in. You put their feet on solid ground. You put their feet upon high places, Father. Lord, and keep them. We thank you and praise you and glorify you. And the Lord says, go and sin no more. You understand what that means? Don't go back into it. Don't rehearse it. Don't let your mind go there. Because if you go there, if you've been healed, you'll lose your healing. That's not me talking that. That is the law. That is what the Lord said. Go, and that's the reason why He said. And He said to the lepers, He prayed for all 10 of them. All 10 were healed. But only one came back and was made whole. That means mind, will, and emotions, and body. You hear me? Because God wants you to be free. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be whole. He says, I come to give you life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. That don't always mean tinkling coins in your pocket. That means your health from your sole of your feet to the top of your head. Right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray over the food right now in advance. Lord, we even know that we got a few minutes. Lord, but we bless this food for the nourishment of our bodies, Lord God, that we can preach the gospel, that we can have nourishment to go forth. We just thank you, Father. We thank you for words. Lord, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your healings, Lord God. We just praise you and glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.